Whatever it is, if it ain't BillO'Reilly.com, you're being lied to. Go to BillO'Reilly.com, the best interviews, the best TV shows, the best columns. And how about his Killing series? Killing the Mob, already number one. Already. It just came out last week. There's a 9 p.m. show here every night. And is now with me and Bernie this time every Thursday. He's the best ever. The great Bill O'Reilly. Good morning, Bill.
You know, I'm a little confused. You're playing Ball of Confusion while you're introing me.
Well, it's not you.
This is a subtle message.
Well, it's kind of apropos to the times. But, yeah, if you want to take it as a subtle message, we'll deliver it as such. Yeah.
All right, so let me get this straight. So McGurk and Rosenberg have new contracts. Is that what I heard?
That is true, yes. Mm-hmm. We are signed now for multiple years.
Multiple years. Well, you're already 77 years old. I mean, come on.
Well,
you may be tan, but you're old, and they're hoping you die.
Andy Rooney.
I want dinner. Wait. Want dinner from you guys, all right? Because in McGurk, it's big time. I made him famous on television. I made McGurk famous.
That is true.
I did nothing for McGurk. I just didn't like McGurk. I made him famous.
I give you all the credit, Bill. No doubt about
there
that.
There is some
and
to
gratitude.
That. There's a lot of truth to
that. Absolutely. Hey, so dinner it is. So you name it. Popeyes, whatever, Mickey D's. You name it. Yeah. You name the place, Bill.
All right. Everybody heard it. I'm gonna be sending you a time and a place.
I love it.
We're in.
So I got to tell you, Bill. We'll talk about Killing the Mob shortly and the great success you're already having. But I want to bring up another book because I was watching something last week. And I saw a very young and handsome, you're still handsome, but a very young and handsome Bill O'Reilly on a show named Inside Edition. And you were sitting there with a guy who wrote a book that was entitled The Ultimate Evil. What I watched was the four-part series on Netflix, The Sons of Sam. And that guy's name was Maury Terry. And he died a couple of years ago trying to prove that David Berkowitz was not the only killer, that in fact he was part of a satanic cult, and a bunch of people killed all those people. It was not just the Son of Sam. And I saw you interviewing Maury Terry years ago. Did he convince you of that?
No. No. But, you know, my philosophy has always been, if somebody puts forth a provocative point of view, and they have at least some backup for it, I want to talk to them. But I think Berkowitz did it by himself. I think that the NYPD did an excellent job in that case, tracking him, and then the prosecutors took it over. You know what's worth thinking about? How effective the New York City justice system was back then, and compare it to what's happened now. It's like two different countries. I mean, now in New York City, they caught this guy who shot the four-year-old in the leg in Times Square. They caught him, finally, 31 years old, 9 arrests. The DA's office, because BillO'Reilly.com, our investigators, called Cy Vance and said, what happened on the other arrest? This guy was, you arrested him for having a shotgun and a handgun. What happened? You know what they did? The DA sealed it. So the press can't find out what the justice was to this guy, Muhammad, whatever, okay? And I'll tell you what, they wouldn't have sealed that if anything happened to him. They just don't enforce the law anymore in New York City, which is why people are getting slashed on the subways, four-year-olds are getting shot in the leg, people in tough neighborhoods can't come out of the house and go to the grocery store. And do you think that Cy Vance, the DA, or the mayor, de Blasio, or the governor, Cuomo, care? Do you think they care one whit about any of that?
No.
The answer is no.
No,
right? And that's just shocking. That's way beyond politics. It's way beyond discussion. It's not even a discussion. This is just shocking that the most powerful people in New York State and city don't care if somebody comes up in the subway and stabs you. They don't care. They're not going to aggressively prosecute the person. I mean, I'm sitting here going, what is this, Albania? Is that where we live now? Where you can just run wild and do what you want? The answer is yes.
No,
but get back to your thing. Berkowitz did it by himself.
You're 1,000% correct, Bill O'Reilly. And they continue, do these politicians, to demonize the police. But you mentioned, of course, the crime associated with – that's the root cause, is demonizing the police, the crime and these guys being lenient. But it's like, as has been observed recently, it's like we went back to the 70s. The front page of the New York Post has a picture of Joe Biden, clueless Joe, inflation highest since 08, stocks falling again, jobless numbers up, border crisis continues. And so my question to you is leadership at the top, Joe Biden, and he's got a band of buffoons working for him, this energy secretary, this DHS guy, Mayorkas. I mean, how much trouble are we in with these guys, Joe Biden? And, well, to just tell, assess that, would you please?
There's going to be pain. There's going to be pain. Until the 2022 midterms, when if things keep going the way they are, the Republicans, who are no prizes, by the way. I mean, there are no prizes there on the GOP side. But people are going to experience a lot of adversity. You know what? You know what Biden's favorite phrase is? I haven't seen any evidence of that. I mean, I'm sitting there going, are you... Now I'm reevaluating. I thought he was befuddled and diminished. Now I think he may be an idiot. Yeah. I mean, I'm sitting there going, do you not know that Americans are paying $1 a gallon of gas more than they were when you were inaugurated? Do you not know that there have been 500,000 foreign nationals come into this country since you've been inaugurated, and that our Border Patrol and ICE have to deal with 500,000 human beings? Do you not know this? I mean, I'm just sitting there going, and the guy, if you look at his schedule, because on BillO'Reilly.com, our lead every day is to give you Biden's schedule, what he does. He doesn't do anything all day. He doesn't do anything. I mean, he just sits there like Humpty Dumpty. Yeah. And I'm kidding, I'm going, myself, I've never seen this. No. I've covered every president since Jimmy Carter. I've never seen anything like this. So my question to you guys, because you guys are doing talk radio, you interact with it, when are people going to wise up?
They're not going to.
When are New Yorkers going to say?
They're not going to.
You know, when are the people who voted for Cuomo and de Blasio going to say, I made a mistake, it's hurting me and my family, and I'm never going to make that mistake again? When will that happen?
I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Because that's the key to the whole thing.
I got to tell you, I saw a couple of polls, and I know we don't care about polls, and they only poll Democrats and all that stuff. But they use the same polls for Donald Trump, and I'm seeing these polls, and these approval ratings for Biden are in the mid-60s. Mid-60s. And all
those polls are...
I know that
polls are fraudulent.
I know, but all I can but I can tell you this: it does go to show you how much these people really hated Donald Trump. Because we can sit here, you, me, and Bernie, and map out all the things this guy's done wrong, and you just did, you and Bernard, for the last couple of minutes. And I'm telling you, Bill, they don't care. That's how much they hated Donald Trump.
Well, I think that is going to be overridden by their economic circumstance. So you got to buy food, you got to buy gasoline, and if you have money in the bank, your dollar is eroding in value. And sooner or later, most Americans are going to go, this isn't working. You know, a couple of weeks ago, Biden went down to see Jimmy Carter, right, in Georgia?
Yeah.
Well, now I know what he was talking about. He went in and he said, Mr. President, can you just give me advice on how I can ruin the economy fast? You did such a good job back in the 1970s. You destroyed it in about 8 months. I want to accelerate. And, you know, I'm being cynical here, but isn't it about performance? So if you got a sports team or my book, Killing the Mob, what if nobody bought Killing the Mob? Well, the publisher's not going to, you know, he's going to say, oh, all right, Bill, we'll, you know, see in another life. Okay? It's performance. But these guys don't have to perform. They don't have to do anything except screw things up. De Blasio was elected twice. Twice. I know only 27% came out to the polls, but, yeah, it's just, I'm saying to myself, it's all about personal responsibility. And we live in a time where people are addicted to the machines. They don't put their head up.
They're all day long on the machine, and they don't know what the deuce is going on until there's a blade slashing their face on the subway.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm telling you, I'm not overstating this. I am not overstating
it. Not at all. Listen, Barack Obama's most prophetic line, in my opinion, is don't underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F things up. And, man, has he done that in a warp speed kind of way. But you wrote and speaking of polls and the media, you know, they're covering up for Biden. That's what a lot of people don't realize until they get hit in the pocket.
Of course, but it's not working.
Right.
CNN is just absolutely, it's just blown up. I mean, every show they have, every single show is down 50-60%. So at least that's happening. NBC is as corrupt as any corporation in this country, Comcast. You can't get more corrupt than NBC. They just signed Stacey Abrams to a TV series.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's like, okay, that's all right. I'm jealous, by the way. And I'll admit it. I admitted it on the No Spin News last night. I said, I'm jealous of Stacey Abrams. I am jealous. But is there one conservative or one traditional person doing anything at NBC? Anything?
No.
No. The answer is no. And I'm sorry about the terror dog.
That's not right.
She's so upset about Joe Biden.
Yeah.
She's so upset about Biden. She's crazed.
You got burglars coming in.
Well, listen, maybe the dog is actually celebrating and happy about this early monster success you're enjoying with Killing the Mob. Tell us about that.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Killing the Mob, number one on the New York Times list. All right. And not only that, but I beat Oprah.
Wow.
And I beat 60 Minutes.
All right.
So 60 Minutes ran a piece. Yeah. 60 Minutes ran a piece on Michael Lewis, fine writer, who did something on the pandemic. And I said, oh, my God, you got Lewis, you got Oprah, you got Gladwell. You know, I'll be number 87. But we sold 125,000 copies in a week of Killing the Mob.
We are so happy.
And it's burning.
Well deserved. Yeah. It's a great, great read. Really is.
It is a great book. And just when you start to get upset about all the things that we just went over, the Mets are in first, the Knicks are back in the playoffs in 7 years, and your book is number one. That's not bad, Bill O'Reilly.
No. I'm now seeing the bright side. And I'm going to walk it back a little bit and say that Joe Biden is responsible for none of this. None of it. He had nothing to do with any of that you just mentioned.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got to love Bill O'Reilly. BillO'Reilly.com. The book is Killing the Mob. Also, 1 o'clock on WABC and 9 o'clock at night on WABC Radio. Bill O'Reilly, all the best. Thank you very much.
All right, and congrats on a new contract, guys. I'm glad you're going to be around.
You too, Bill. Congrats to you. Great job Killing the Mob, and, of course, all your success, too. You're the best ever, and we love you, Bill O'Reilly.